prophetic prayer declarations. We decree and declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships. Moderator, can you please open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly languages?
Amen. And amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you all praise, glory, and honor, Lord God. We thank you for life, Lord God. We thank you for the ability to wake up each and every day and give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord God, may our lives be testimonies of your goodness and your grace and mercy that surrounds us each and every day. We thank you for the increase that we see in our families, Lord God. We thank you for the increase that we see in our finances, Lord God. We thank you for the restoration that we see in our relationships, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunities that we see in our businesses and our ideas and the things that you put upon us. Lord, I thank you that we have victory in all things. I thank you, Lord God, that it doesn't matter what we've done, Lord God, that each and every day we are made new, that you renew our hearts and our minds, Lord God, and that our spirit and our soul is in a safe and sacred place, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that continues to move through us and use us and cleanse us, Lord God. I pray that each and every day, Lord God, that as we stand up Lord God, on your word, Lord God, that we will reach higher heights, that our consciousness will grow, that we will come to a deeper understanding of your wisdom, Lord God, that you would use us each and every day in the things that we were to do, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that we can be a reflection of you on earth, Lord God, that we can experience kingdom here, Lord God. I pray over our shepherds, Lord God, that as the anointing continues to flow upon them onto the shepherds, Lord God, I pray that we will lift them up, Lord God. We thank you that they have yes to their calling, Lord God, and that because of them, because of our shepherds, our archbishop and our pastor, and all those who serve, Lord God, that we are given a second chance to life. I pray, Lord God, that those who are fighting fear and depression and sickness, and Lord God, I just pray that you would do a total turnaround healing. We cancel any attack of the enemy. We burn down. We break any bondage that we have in our mental, our emotional, even in our spiritual. I pray that as you make us new each and every day, that we would stand in your strength, Lord God, that we would stand in your love and in your power and the things that we would do. But I pray in this season for our legacy, our children, our seeds, Lord God, that as we sow, Lord God, that not only will we reap the harvest, but the harvest will go generation upon generation and the legacy, Lord God, and that we may be reminded that it is not us and our power, but it is because of you that we stand on your word, your power, your love, your strength, and your grace, Lord, carries us each and every day. May we be thankful for the things that we have and not focus on what is not, Lord God, knowing that we have everything when we have you, that we can tap into the power that is bestowed within us to create the miracles and the manifestation of our wealth and our prosperity. Lord God, I just pray that you remind us each and every day that we are children of God, Lord God, which means that we are at the right hand of you, that we sit where you sit, Lord God. So may our perspective and our mindset be at that level. May we continue to live at the level of our consciousness, the God consciousness, and not at the level of our circumstances, knowing that we can shift anything by the words that we speak into the atmosphere, Lord God. We thank you for being our Father, Lord God, in all things that we do. We stand in alignment in the word that you have over our lives, Lord God, and we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 118, verse 19 through 21. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for miracles today, God. We welcome your presence, God, into our lives and into the situations we face as families, God. Thank you for each and every person on the line, God. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless their going and their coming, God. Lord, we ask you to intervene in any situations that people, families may be going through, God. Strengthen families, God. Bring families together that might be divided, oh God. Oh God, we ask your Holy Spirit to reveal whatever it is that's blocking miracles from happening in our lives, oh God. And we ask that you would bless our families and help us. And any family members who might be in sin, God, straighten them out, God. Help them to repent, God. Turn from their ways, that they would turn unto you, O Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, God. And God, we ask you to break down any walls that are keeping family members divided, God, and that you would bring families closer together, O God, and that you would remember each and every family member who is not saved, O God, and listen. And look upon your people, God, who are on the line, who may be going through something in their family, oh God. God, strengthen them. God, give them the opportunity to meet with each other and repent and ask forgiveness for whatever has gone on in the family, oh God. Oh God, and strengthen them and keep them, God. I thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God, and for allowing us to come together this morning on this line to pray. And I thank you for my own family, God, and I ask you to strengthen us and save those who are not saved, God, and help them to turn from their ways, oh God. And I ask for healing for my body and in the bodies of those who are on the line who need healing, O Father. Thank you for your love and your loving kindness, your mercy which endures forever, and your grace towards us, God. Thank you that we can come before you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we do thank and praise you for this day, O God. We thank you, O God, that you have yet given us another breath of life. We thank you, O God, for our leaders, our Archbishop, even our daughter, and our lovely lady, Pastor Deborah. We thank you, O Lord, for you, O Lord, has made us glad through thy works, O God. We thank you, Lord, that we triumph in your works by the works of your hands, O God. And we thank you, O Lord, that you are great and that your works are great and that your thoughts are very deep, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you said that you will scatter the wicked for us. And we thank and praise you, God, that you said you will give us healing if we ask for it, O God. And we thank and praise you that even our enemies, O God, that they shall perish, O God. But we thank you, Lord, that you said that we shall be stand like the horn of a unicorn, O God. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you said with your eye shall the people be scattered. We thank you, Lord, that you told us that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, O God, that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We just thank and praise you, O God, that we do say, O God, we do say that you are our Lord, that you are our refuge, that you are our fortress, O God. And in you, O God, in the name of Jesus, do we trust, O God. We do thank and praise you, O God, that surely, O God, we look to you, O God, that you will fight our battles, and that you give us the wisdom and the understanding, O God, to speak words of life, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank and praise you, God, for all the healing. I thank you for my sister-in-law, God, how you have delivered her, and they caught the aneurysm before, O God, it was able to take place in her brain. I thank you, God, and I give you praise, O God, that you have done that. And in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you for my grandbabies. I thank you for all the ones that are age student plus. I thank you for all the children of Zoe Ministry, oh God, that you raised them up, oh God, that they will stand righteously for you, oh God, and serve you, oh God, and cry out to you and know, oh God, that there is a God who is there for them at all times, oh God. I thank you that you said 1,000 shall fall at your right side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but nothing shall come nigh any of them, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you and praise you, O God, that you are the great I am. We thank and praise you, God, that we can run into you, O God, and that there is always help because you sit on high, O God, and you look low, O God. And you said that we can lift up our hands and that we can praise you and we can open our mouth, that if we don't open our mouth and praise you, a rock will cry out. But we don't want any rocks crying out for anyone on this phone or anyone that we're praying for or anyone that's connected to us. But in the name of Jesus, O God, that they will learn to open their mouth and give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for themselves, O God. But we do thank and praise you for covering them with the blood of Jesus. We thank and praise you, O God, that any weapons that form against them, they will never prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being our spiritual leaders and being a yes for ministry. I thank you for being who you are, Jehovah Rapha, the healer for all people, especially those that's on the prayer request list. Father God, I thank you for the elderly and the children. Continue covering them with your hedge of protection. I thank you for showing and becoming key to homeless people so they can know who you are, Father, so they can make in their minds that, you know, change is now, Father God, because so many are without housing, and I thank you in advance for giving them housing. I thank you for the resources that's going to take care of them, Father God. And I thank you for just blessing your people with wealth, wisdom, joy, prosperity, abundance, Father God. I thank you for the hedge of protection that you have for your people worldwide. And I thank you for just being who you are, and I love you to life, Father God. In Jesus' almighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father God, we thank you this day, Father God, for your people, Father God. We thank you for the cries of your people, Father God. We lift up your sick and shut in today, Father God. We ask that you would bless and heal them in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for all of your children, Father God, who come on this line, Father God, looking for answers, Father God, that you would bless them and that they would hear your voice, Father God. For you said that my sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. So, Father God, we just pray that you will hear the cries of your children, Father God. Father God, we bless you for Bishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God. We ask that you will continue to bless them, Father God. Continue to strengthen and keep them, Father God, in your perfect peace and your will, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, Father God, for all the people that are present here on this line. We pray for their family, Father God. We pray for those that are sick, Father God, that need healing, Father God, in their bodies. And, Father God, we pray that you will send your healing angels, Father God, to encamp around about them, Father God. Send your ministering angels, Father God, that they may minister to your people. And, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for this day, Father God, and all you've done and all that you continue to do for us, Father God. And we give you praise and we glorify your holy name, Father God. We honor you for all the things that you've done. Father God, we ask that you will continue to prosper us in our way, Father God. Continue to give us the prayers of our heart, Father God. Continue to give us those things, Father God, that we ask for in your Son Jesus' name, Father God. For you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you would hear the meditation of our heart, Father God, and that you would bless us with the desires, Father God, that you will increase us in your miracles, Father God, that you might show your people, Father God, who you are, strong and mighty, Father God. And, Father God, we just thank you for all of the prophets and prophetess that are present on this line, Father God. I sacrifice their life and prayer unto you, Father God, for your people, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for giving us a voice tonight, Father God, to increase in our cries to you, Father God. For you said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, kneel and pray, then will you heal our land, Father God. So tonight, Father God, we just ask, Father God, that you will heal those. Father God, we pray for the elderly and the shut-in, Father God, those that are weak in their bodies, Father God, weak in their minds, Father God. We pray
that you will just strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you for this day, Father God. Thank you for the opportunity, the space, Father God, to come together and pray in your name, Father God, knowing that you'll answer the prayers. Father God, we already thank you for the testimonies that will come forth because of this great work that Pastor Deborah has ordained for this season, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for all those that have sacrificed time and talent and efforts, Father God, that you would give them a great blessing, Father God, and that they would know, Father God, that you are with them, that you walk with them, Father God, that you speak with them, Father God, that you love with them, Father God. And so, God, we just thank you for all that you do on a daily basis, Father God. We just thank you that we're able to wake up in the morning, Father God, that we're able to pray, Father God, that we're able to kneel, Father God. We thank you just for the air that we breathe, Father God, and the breath that we have. Father God, we thank you. We humbly just thank you, Father God, for all that you do, Father God. We just want to give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Zechariah 8:19-22. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feast. Therefore love the truth and peace. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Father God, we thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. Father, I beseech thee, save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Father God, this is the day that you have said that you allowed us to come together once again. Father, I thank you for keeping everyone at perfect peace. I thank you for healing their mind, body, and soul. I thank you for the confidence that you give your people to move forward boldly, knowing that it's their divine right. It's in their DNA to be successful. Father, I thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Father, I thank you for opportunities of elevation and expansion. Father God, I thank you for transformation that will bring joy unto their heart. Father God, I thank you that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. For you give us the victory day in and day out. Father God, I thank you for being our source. I thank you for being our leader. Father, I thank you for being our guide. Father, I thank you for giving us instruction. Father, I thank you for humbleness. Father, I thank you for our leader, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan. I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan family. I thank you for the Jordan legacy. Father, I thank you for the legacy of every family member that is represented on this line. Father, may you give them the peace beyond all understanding. Father, may you give them the wisdom to know that all is still well. Father, may you give them the wisdom to know that all things are still in divine order. And we thank you that as we move forward, that we will be a beacon of light unto your people. Father, may everyone come across our path know that you have shown up in their life. Father, may they have the victory from the north, south, east, and west. Father, may you cover our children like never before. Father, may you cover our men and women that are serving the country so diligently. Father, keep them from harm and keep them protected. Father, keep their families at perfect peace, knowing that you are still in control. Father, I just delight in you every day that you wake me up, because I know every day I have another opportunity to do it in a better way. And I thank you for meditation. I thank you for the hours of meditation that you allow all of us to be a part of, that you can really begin to instill in us your law, your ways. Amen.
So I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for every name that is listed on the prayer request. Father, may the angels of healing show up in a major way and astound the world. Father, we know that your angels of protection are on assignment and always are on assignment for your people. So I thank you for bringing peace to that. I thank you for your good report and any health or mental concern or situation. Father, cover the marriages. Lord, have mercy. Cover the marriages in this season, Lord, because we know that you put them together, and we know that no weapon formed against them or their families shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for joy, joy, and more joy. Father, even if there were some pink slips that was given, we know that you're opening up a bigger and grander door for your people. So we know this is a new season of creativity and to really bring out the ideas to know that it will work. We thank you for the financial investors that show up on their behalf. And I ask for all these things in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for this time of gathering, God. I thank you for your anointing, and we thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for every believer that's assembled on this line that we touch in agree, Father God, coming to you as one for this midnight cry, crying out, Father God, giving you the praise, Father God, for each and every one's family, Father God. But first, I want to thank you, God, for our ancestors that prayed us through to this day, Father God, that thought that we are also worthy to be called of you, Father God. We thank you for the families, God, and we're just touching and agree, Father God, for those who are in need of a healing. For we see this. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare healing in the mind, Father God. We decree and declare favor in real estate, Father God. Favor in housing, Father God. Those who are in prison, Father God, brought up through a system, Father God, that turned their back on them, Father God. We see breakthrough. We see release, Father God. We see complete restoration and healing, Father God, in this hour. For we are victorious. We are mighty. We are powerful. We stand on your word, Father God. We stand, Father God, with each and every one, Father God, even on the sick list, Father God, that needs a Father God. Those in the hospitals and the nursing homes, touch the hearts, Father God, of the nurses and the doctors, Father God, as they move, because when you move, they can move better, Father God. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you, God, for those in court systems. Marcus Fugate, we're holding you up, Father God. Touch those lawyers, the lie, Father God, the people who are not of you, Father God, trying to form anything against him, we say it will not prosper. Healing with Ronald Blake, anyone connected with cancer, we cancel that out in the name of Jesus. We give your name the honor and the glory and the praise, and may your love be contagious all over the world, God. We rejoice here because we know what's done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Father, we thank you for every utterance. We thank you for every declaration, and we thank you for the power of your word that has been released into the atmosphere. And we dispatch your angels of provision, your angels of grace, your angels of mercy, your angels of healing. Father, we dispatch them throughout the Caribbean, throughout the regions, war-torn regions, God. We dispatch your angels, Lord God, in our country where there's terrorist attacks, racist attacks, police violence, trafficking of your people, God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough and divine protection. Healing is our is the children's bread. Healing is our portion. And we give you the glory and the honor for our Archbishop and our pastor. We thank you for this sacred space. We thank you for meeting us here. Lord God, we thank you that the blood of Jesus prevails even now and flows, touching everyone under the sound of our voice and every home that's represented. Your healing virtue flows, healing relationships, healing financial matters, healing mental and emotional issues, healing audible sheta. In the name of Jesus, expansion and breakthrough is our portion, and we thank you, God, for that demon of cancer is destroyed. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcements, please.
9 a.m. conference call. Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live Monday through Saturday. Then we have the Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we have our 8 o'clock conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets Monday through Friday. And you can come right back on the same line, which is 515-604-9266 for our Midnight Cry Call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. And that's every night at 12 midnight for 30 minutes. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen. And is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? Amen. If you are drawn to this ministry, if you connected to this ministry and have not been inducted into the prophetic order of Mar Elijah, you are missing your destination into the prophetic. You cannot be connected to this and not be called to this. Amen. So what you're seeking is seeking you. Find out how you might become a prophet in the prophetic order of Mar Elijah, how you can be mentored by the most trusted name in prophecy. Call 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404, and that is Tuesday, Friday at 9 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m. Amen. And allow, amen, the prophets to prepare you to enter into the prophetic order of Mar Elijah, amen, a.k.a. our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, E. Bernard Jordan. Also, sow your seed to support this prayer ministry. Expand, amen. Lady Deborah has a vision to expand this prayer call, and we need your help. Amen. We need your support. Amen. You're not called to only pray with us, but you're called to sustain. And who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen. Text to give at 646-762-0433. 646-762-0433. And lastly, the book of the month 4 is on the way. Amen. The first book, amen, of 2018 has been released. Amen. And you still have time to join the Book of the Month Club and receive the publication of the month. Amen. Once this month is over, we'll be receiving a different book, and the previous book will not be available. So go ahead and set up your Book of the Month pledge. Call 888-831-0434. Let them know you want to join Book of the Month number 4. And the benefits are to have your hotel and accommodations provided for at the next Prophecology in July. Amen. And your food covered as well. Amen. Plus, receive a book every month written by our very own Archbishop Eben R. Jordan. People of God, thank you again for your stand and your faithfulness. Amen. Company of Prophets, we bless you. We thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. And those who are newly coming on the lineup, we definitely appreciate, amen, you being a yes. Amen. Pastor Deborah will be so excited to know that we have new prophets on the line. You might not be new to the prophetic order, but you're newly stepping out, you're newly committing, and you're newly being a yes, and she will be very excited to know that. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Peace.